Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
I'm actually in Colorado and speaking to a bunch of kids, and I heard a story of a kid who is in college now. He had a very good friend that he went to high school with. They grew up in church together. They're from the South, I think around the Bible Belt area. And this, you know, sounded like a really good kid. His friend, he said, came out. His parents responded in a very, very negative way. And they were Christians to the point where even the father punched him in the face.
Oh, no.
So that's, you know, an extreme version. I was shocked to hear that still happened. I imagine, you know, years ago that might happen. But the reality is we need to recognize that even though it might not be physical, but our words can sometimes feel like a hit in the stomach to our kids. So I would say be very careful in the way that we talk with our kids when they share something as personal as their sexual attractions to you as a parent or you know, to you, the listener, as a parent. Just listen. Don't jump to conclusions. I think even for this kid, they weren't even acting out on their feelings, but it was misunderstood. And I can understand sometimes children aren't the best at explaining what they mean. And so therefore, as parents, I think we need to ask, tell me more. Tell me about this journey. And then most importantly, ask, how does your faith fit into this? I think that probably in my mind is the most important question. But do a good job of just listening first before jumping to conclusions. And I would say at the end of all of that, regardless of whether they say they're going to begin pursuing same-sex relationships or not, I think first and foremost you need to say, I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you no matter what. God loves us no matter what. And I would actually leave it at that for now. I wouldn't go into the but. As I think sometimes I know people that they will say, I love you, but. And unfortunately, what happens is kids, all they hear is what follows after the but.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe the day after or a few days after, you can talk about what you would say the but afterward. But for that moment, the child took a lot of courage to open up and share. In my doctoral research, I looked at why one of the questions that I looked at was why kids who are same-sex attracted or identify as LGB did not open up. And one of the main reasons was fear that relationships would change, fear that they would lose their relationships. I think those are things that would be helpful, especially for parents.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.